Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Tammy Allred. She's a clinical supervisor. And Janelle Boyer, she is a developmental specialist with the Southeast Early Intervention Program here in Price that's been offered by Utah State University. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. And let's find out all we can about this.
Okay, thank you for having us.
Anytime. This is great information. This is a great program. And a lot of people need this kind of information. First off, what is the Southeast Early Intervention Program all about?
Well, the Southeast Early Intervention Program is actually one of 15 early intervention programs in the state of Utah. We operate under the Utah Department of Health Baby Watch Early Intervention Program, and we serve infants and toddlers who have developmental delays, disabilities, or health concerns.
We serve birth to three. That's why she said babies and toddlers.
We offer a wide variety of services. We have developmental specialists,
speech language pathologists,
mm-hmm. physical therapist, occupational therapist, and nurses on our staff to cover the wide range of children's needs.
And this is one of the things that people see a lot, and they question, you know, is my child where they need to be? What are some of the things that people should look for? What are some of the benchmarks? Or is that really just too difficult to nail down?
We know that all babies and children develop specific milestones in a specific order, and there is a wide range of when those emerge. However, they can go to our website at utseeip.com, and we do have a list of developmental milestones that their children should be achieving at certain ages. And our rule of thumb is, you know, if you have any questions, any concerns, please call. Don't wait and see. We offer a free evaluation for kiddos to see where they are in their development.
Let's talk about the service as a whole. Do you have to be referred to this, or do you have a referral program, or how does that work?
So children can be referred in a number of ways. Parents can refer themselves through the website, if they know other family members that have access to it. We get referrals from physicians, hospitals, where we get a lot of our young babies. We get referrals from WIC programs.
Essentially, anybody can refer.
A grandparent
members or anyone.
Daycare.
So they can do the referral on our website, or they can just simply give us a call.
While we're speaking to that also, what kind of eligibility is there? Is there different levels of eligibility that different people will have to work for? How does someone become eligible for this, and what's the cost?
Well, children can qualify for our program either by a specific medical diagnosis that is identified by the state Baby Watch program. So if they have a specific medical diagnosis, such as failure to thrive, Down syndrome, there's quite a few numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So they can qualify automatically by diagnosis. They could also qualify by the standard scores on assessments that we do. And then the other way they can qualify is if there's just an overall concern as we evaluate the child and the parents have concerns and they are high risk for a delay, we will pick them up. So it's fairly broad range of how kiddos can qualify for our program. And as far as a fee, I'll let Janelle address that.
So our program is based on a sliding scale. The evaluation process itself is completely free, regardless of income. A child is automatically no fee if they are on programs such as Medicaid, WIC, CHIP,
Early Head Start.
And otherwise, we have a fee determination that goes through the state, and it's on a sliding scale.
It can be zero.
It could still be zero, even without those programs.
Now, where are you guys located at, if people are interested?
Well, we have an office location in Moab, Castledale, and Price, because we cover Emory, Carbon, and Grand counties. However, we are a home-based program, so the services come to the families in their home. Currently, with COVID, we're not able to come in and out of people's homes, so we're providing services virtually, which actually works really well because we are a coaching model program where we are educating and coaching families on how they can provide interventions with their child instead of a therapy approach where they work directly with us.
Now, do you guys find that since you are virtual, you're able to help more people?
Oh, absolutely, because we have such a wide geographic area. We have a very big catchment area. And for example, our physical therapist resides in Moab, but she's able to be more accessible to Emory and Carbon folks virtually. than having to wait once every other week to come to the area.
Now, if people have questions or want more information, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call one of our offices at 435-381-2667 in Castledale. Price is 435-637-3950. They can visit our website at utseeip.com.
All right, so there's plenty of good information out there if you need it. Give these ladies a call. They will help you get through and kind of wade through. It can be a really risky time, a scary time for some people. And is that one thing that you guys notice, is that, you know, it's a lot of scared parents that are wondering, what's going on with my child? Why aren't they doing this?
I think the biggest thing we get is that wait and see approach, especially when they go to their physician for their well child checks, and they're told, well, let's just wait and see how they're doing at their next well child check. We don't want that wait and see. We need to do early intervention, those early services, because we know, the studies have shown, the earlier we can provide those services, the better the outcome later on, and the quicker they can catch up.
Tammy Allred and Janelle Boyer with the Southeast Early Intervention Program, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it, and keep doing all the good that you guys are doing right now.
Thank you so much. We really just need to have families aware of our program and our services.
Yeah. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.